Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. You think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking. Chris, shrinking, nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking, honorary degrees from Lincoln, I cross borders like those sheikins and do albums in a weekend, I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling, I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking, the lies and the liars, I still make flyers, I still ride bands and say MC for hire, I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place, mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face, then you got them rappers with that cold broke face, they tour around the world, then they going no place, my KRS one moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals, what a spectacle, they get mad when I say I and God are identical, you better get on your knees and praise them, these conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too, ooh, deja vu, you seen this all before me, slaying your crew, I'm known by all the kids, I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did, people don't, you think they really ready for you, nah.
Stuff kind of quiet. In 2005, we went before the Congressional Black Caucus with the Tulsa, because the Tulsa community, the whole thing was dying down, and after they had said that you did not bring your, you didn't file during the Civil Rights, when the Civil Rights Bill was passed, and John Hope Franklin, they used this book to say, it was interesting that day, they use this book to say that Tulsa people have done fine since then. So we're going to really get into the Tulsa next week, because I want you to do your studying on it, because I'm going to bring someone from that community on the show so that you can talk to them. You know, John Rogers' family was involved, and in fact, it was them who had the hotel that was bombed out there. And you had a lot of legal stuff, and, you know, a lot of folks hid out and stuff, and didn't want nobody to know where they was. And I think he had some relatives that did that too, but they had legal people and stuff out there. That was really, really involved. When they dropped that bomb, you know, I'm going to play the song today later on. They dropped a bomb on us. You know, y'all missed that. They dropped a bomb. They was, I remember when some of the ladies who was kids and children then was talking about how they looked up in the sky and they saw fire and bombs just dropping all over them. How they was up. They put them all in pig pens and did all kind of things. But no, we can't talk about that. We can only talk about other things. Because if you talk about that, it's too black. Don't talk about black stuff. But very interesting. So next week we're going to really, really talk about Tulsa. And I want you to do your homework on it. Because the 31st will be the anniversary of the massacre. You know, we had many other massacres too, like Rosewood and all those other things. Why you trying to, they're trying to make black folks seem like they're just nothing, that we just lazy and don't want nothing, when every time we try to build, we are assassinated, our community is tore up, our leaders are assassinated, or other things happens to us, just to keep us from getting a toehold, to keep us from doing what we're supposed to do. So I'm going to talk, that was the 10th of May in Congress, to the Congressional Black Caucus that we took up. I took all of the folks who was left. That's the survivors of Tulsa before the Black Caucus. And then in that time, Barack Obama was Senator Obama. And we went and got him and Danny and Jesse and Maxine Waters led it. I remember walking over to that, over to the Senate and saying, Senator Obama, now you have to come over here and meet these people. You got to come over and you got to be part of this. And he said, well, Doris, I said, come on. He walked over with them. He took pictures, and he met them. And we were able to kind of at least get a little hearing before the caucus. And Maxine Ward at that point picked up the mantle, and she began to really fight on behalf of the Tulsa. And that occurred in the Greenwood community. It's the Tulsa Riot, the massacre, the Muslim African-American community in the nation. You want to talk about the Black Wall Street? There was a Black Wall Street. They had everything. And most of those men, and the reason I mention that, and we'll really get into it next week, is because most of those men had been in the service. And they came back, and they couldn't understand why they can't have all this. And they had really built a community. There was oil out there and everything. So we'd be talking and talking about what we need to do, but you still got those people out there. And we keep losing them. Every year, one more die. And America refused to repair the damage for the Tulsa community. And the Tulsa community now, if you go to Tulsa now, blacks are having problems just like blacks having everywhere else. And don't say that they didn't have a community. They had everything. Those are some of the things that we're going to be talking about next week. Might hit on it briefly this today, but I want you to do your homework. The other thing is I saw Matt Rahm out last night with his people all around him dancing and shaking their butts and talking about what they're going to be doing. Not to be knocking you, Pastor Brooks. You know, Pastor Brooks, he started his church over in Jim Luther's Cafe, so, you know, I know Pastor Brooks. He said he, so far, he got 1,500 men to stand on the corner to deal with the violence. They already standing on the corner. And I think what I got really upset about when I saw them out there dancing and doing that, they had one Hispanic community to do, and the rest of them was black. People just grinning and dancing and stuff, and the whole question of education and jobs and access to the resources was not mentioned. One black man said, "We need something." I saw him. He said, "It's all right to be out here, but we need something. I'm a veteran." And he said, "And war is war, but these folks have some things. And I'm not ever going to condone violence." But I think we are always sent off in the subterfuge. And we was dealing that plus laying out the whole question of what's going on here. This stuff was contrived, I done told y'all, from the educational point of view. And the education our stuff still stinks in our community. And people fighting to try. How do you fight to try to get in a better school in America? Black folks been fighting to get educated in this country forever. And it was education that lifted our people up. And our people are not dumb when they're allowed. Anytime, as Jesse said, the playing field is even, we're fine. So when they realize that, the schools are inferior. How you send a child, they stay in school all day long, and you're not preparing that child for the world? How do you have separate, unequal schools? It makes no sense to me. So how are you going to discuss anything when most of the people are unemployed? While we're talking about minimum wage, and everybody jumping, they keep us running. For McDonald's and these other places that's supposed to be for the youth to get their footage to begin to learn how to work. Most of them can't get it now because the adults got the jobs. We should be making America bring our jobs home. NAFTA's just not with